You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, and welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. So today is day three, I believe, in Maui. And we're excited. And by the way, what we do every single day on these podcasts is answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Do you have a question that you would love for me to answer on a future podcast? Just hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @RayHigdon with the hashtag AskRay. @RayHigdon, hashtag AskRay. So today I am answering the question of my buddy Scott Priost on Twitter. He says, hashtag AskRay, with warm market, do you find a pain before inviting or ask without finding their pain by using a sincere compliment? So I'll tell you, I don't know if you've gone through my training, but a few years ago, I did a totally free training called the Prospecting Scorecard. And you can still Google it and watch it. I think it's about an hour training, and it's a pretty good training. You could find it. It's just Google Ray Higdon Prospecting Scorecard. And in it, I give a points-based system to evaluate your prospecting conversations. And it's something I'd never seen anyone else do it. I don't know if anyone else has done it since. But in it, I suggested that you would earn more points if you knew why someone wanted to take a look at your presentation before you actually showed them. And I do still believe that. I do still, you know, a lot of times, you know, if I'm talking to warm market and I say something like, you know, hey, just curious, would you be open to a side project that didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? And they say, yeah, I'll take a look. I'm very apt to say, hey, you know what? Just curious, why? Why would you be open? Take a look. I'm always fascinated with, you know, why people are interested in looking at a side project. So, you know, that could be pain, could be desire of pleasure. You know, I wouldn't say that all conversations have to be that way. But, you know, and I also, you know, you're asking here, do you find pain or do you do a sincere compliment? And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it has to be that way. It doesn't have to be that structured. I think it benefits you if you know the reason why. So instead of saying sincere compliment or instead of saying pain, I would say the reason why. You know, you may have someone say, you know, I'd be open to a side project because I want to buy a boat. See, that's, I guess you could call that lack of boat pain, but I would call that more of a pursuit of pleasure. So this is a really good question because far too often we focus on, you know, me versus the other person. And if you want to be good at sales, if you want to be good at prospecting, you absolutely have to focus on the other person. So great question, Scott. I hope you got benefit out of this. And for those of you listening, feel free to tell your friends about this podcast. It's rayhigdon.com/podcast, or if someone's on Android, they can just download the Podcast Republic and listen to it from there. And that is a wrap. We will talk to you in the next Home Business Profits podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.